I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Over a week ago, at least 30 people were killed and 60 plus injured in a religious festival stampede in northern India. Kumbh is the world's largest religious pilgrimage every 12 years, but this year's Mahakumbh only happens every 144 years. The festival goes through February, and over 100 million attendees bathe in the Ganges River for salvation. Mission India's Regan Miller says,
a lot of people are searching for hope in places that they're not finding hope. So things like bathing in the Ganges River and hoping that that will cleanse them of their sins. You know, that's already a disheartening thing to hear about. And then to see that a festival that emphasizes cleansing of sins would end in such a tragedy like this as well is just really sad to see.
Pray for the people of India to find true salvation in Christ. Meanwhile, it's been over a week since Syria's de facto leader Ahmed al-Sharaa assumed the role of interim president. That same day, military leaders associated with his administration suspended the nation's 2012 constitution. It could take up to 4 years, al-Sharaa has said, to hold official elections and up to 3 to draft a new constitution. It's a fragile time, to say the least. Fadi Shariha with the MENA Leadership Center says his concerns remain despite the promises of Syria's new leaders.
In 4 years, you could do whatever you want in the country.
To him, actions speak loud, and al-Sharaa has acted by appointing only people from his own party to lead. But in all this, Shariha reminds us that God still has the good news for Syria.
God loves the people of Syria, all of them, and he wants people to come to faith in his son, Jesus Christ.
That's why your prayers matter right now. Would you stop whatever you're doing to pray for Syria? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.